Ksivas Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksivas Bavli Daf Mem Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Ches Madalas on the 12th line, Zakai B'Mitziyasa. Zakai B'Mitziyasa, the Mishnah taught that he has the right to her Mitziyas. Zakai D'Alexandria Mishol Shol Mitziya Shenofla La should say Machmas Sode Mad Avid La Mitziya Oikoi Cheles Peyuis. The Zakai of Alexandria asked, if a Metziah fell to a daughter due to her field, how do you judge it? Is it like a Metziah, or is it like eating peiris? And she say, Intavdina ka Metziah shaloi, Intavdina ka achiles peiris shalo. If you consider it like a Metziah, then it belongs to the father. If you consider it like eating the peiris, then it belongs to her. Nisus, Yoyser alav abal, shoricha peiris b'chayea, takonash tiknu shehe mifakech al nichse ishtay v'oicho. If she entered into Nisuin, her husband has an additional privilege, he eats the peyos of her property in her lifetime. This is an enactment, so he will supervise his wife's property and eat the peyos. Vayima afa ba'av kain, asked the Gemara, well, I should say the same thing even for a father. V'loikach av mefakech al nichsi bitoy, they should say. The Gemara answers, even without such an enactment, a father will supervise his daughter's property. Chayav Mazen Aser, or Pilkuna, the Mishnah said her husband is obligated to feed and redeem her. Tani Habal, Shama I Eshi, Velechel, Velefakeach, Ein Chemimloi, Haav Shama Ani Eichel, Velefakeach, Chemimloi. The Baisa says, if her husband said, I don't want to eat and supervise, we don't listen to him. If her father said, I will eat and supervise, we listen to him. And the Kruasa, and the Mishnah said her husband is obligated to bury her. Tani Lagotza Baal Kaiva Ha'av Kaiva Moitzimenu Badin. The Vaisa says that if her husband did not want to bury her, her father buries her and extracts the cost from her husband in Beis Din. Amr Hagai Le'amu Ela Ha'av Ha'acher Eina Goiva. The Hagai says this only applies to her father, someone else who buried her does not collect. The Vaisi Oime Ben Av Ben Acher Goiva. Whereas the Vaisi says whether her father or someone else, he collects. Vatiyan Elaine Plugta. She said, Kele and Plugta. This argument is like the following argument. The Tanan Tamon. Misha Holach Lodia Sayam, the Omad Echot, the Penis Ishtoi, the Hinich Moisa Vakernasi. Misha says that if one went overseas and Reuben fed the man's wife, then Reuben has put his money on a deer's horn, means he's thrown it away, he's not reimbursed. Amr Chagai, the Omu Ela Acher, Ha'av Goiva. Rav Chagai says this applies only to someone else who fed her, but her father collects. Rav Yosi Omer ben Av ben Acher ein goyva, where Rav Yosi says whether her father or someone else, he does not collect. Hadatid Rav Chagai ben Lekvua ben Mezoini ha'av goyva acher ein goyva. According to Rav Chagai, both for burial and food, her father collects, but someone else does not collect. Hadatid Rav Yosi Lekvua ben Av ben Acher goyva she'elas al das shetei ishtoi mushleches leklaven. According to Rabbi Yosi, for burial, whether her father or someone else, he collects. It didn't cross her husband's mind that his wife will be cast into the dogs to eat her. And for food, whether her father or someone else, he did not collect. Tani kol mokum shenagul haspid, maspidim. The Baisa says, whatever the customer has to eulogize, we eulogize.